This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 35 for August 25th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and we're back today with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. It's been a while since I've did a podcast, and I know I always say that I'm going to do these a little more less spaced out, but unfortunately, it has been 2 months since the last one. But hey, glad to be with you, and we're going to talk about a couple different things today on the podcast. First, we're going to review a client for Twitter called Quitter, and that is spelled Q-W-I-T-T-E-R. This client was written by Christopher Toft and others, and it was originally based on Sean Randall's Jotter, which unfortunately isn't being developed any further. But if you liked Jotter, you'll certainly love Quitter. It's Jotter on steroids. And I'll be giving a review of that today here on the podcast. Then after that, I'm going to talk about a new toy I got here last month. And that is the BookSense Standard. As many of you probably know, GW Micro released the BookSense Book Reader on June 29th, 2009. This is a book reader that is very similar to the Humanware Victor Stream. It is capable of playing NLS books. It's capable of playing various formats of audio files, MP3, M4A, iTunes, and so on. It's capable of playing text files. It's capable of playing documents from Word, all the ways up through the new DOCX standard. It's capable of playing HTML files. It's capable of playing Audible books, Bookshare books, and soon, in an upcoming firmware release, it will play RF BND materials and hopefully protected Windows Media content such as OverDrive. One thing to note as I talk about the BookSense today, be aware it's brand new. The unit does have some bugs in it, and GW Micro is working hard to resolve all of these issues, and has released a 1.1 beta firmware a couple of weeks ago that has addressed many of the initial problems. It's introduced a few bugs of its own, but rest assured, GW Micro is working hard to resolve all the known issues of this new unit. So as I somewhat compare it today to my Humanware's Victor Stream, keep that in mind. The Stream has been out now for quite some time, I think well over 2 years now. I think actually 3 years. And so it is matured, and it's a very robust unit. It's been through many different firmware revisions, and, you know, is a very, very good player. So keep that in mind as I talk about the BookSense. You know, I won't be trying to shift anybody away from the Stream. I just will be making my own observations of what I think about the new BookSense and its comparison to the Victor Stream. All right, so next, I'll give my demonstration of Quitter. Okay, first of all, I haven't did any updates lately on Jim O'Masery's McTwit. There hasn't been any updates to McTwit since July 20th, so I'm assuming that JMO has developed McTwit as far as he's going to. And McTwit is an excellent program. I'm sure many people out there are using it. I still use it here from time to time to do certain things that, you know, maybe are a little more difficult to do in Quitter, or maybe Quitter can't do it. But just wanted to let everybody know that I haven't seen any updates to that in a while, and I assume development is finished. So today, as I said, we're going to talk about Christopher Toff's Quitter. And Quitter is a Twitter client. And yeah, I'll try and say that real fast. And as I said, it's based roughly on Sean Randall's Jotter that Sean did earlier, that, if you remember, for those of you who were using it, was a set of scripts for JAWS that allowed you to check your tweets and work with various things, send and receive tweets, direct messages, things like that, regardless of what program you were currently in. It basically didn't have an interface at all except through the keyboard. And Quitter goes exactly the same way. Quitter doesn't have a GUI of any sort, or a program application that it runs through, you know, directly. All commands issued to Quitter are done through the keyboard. Quitter, unlike Jotter, isn't tied to JAWS. It's screen reader independent. You know, it works with JAWS, WindowEyes, System Access, NVDA, you know, whatever you happen to be using on the Windows platform. Also, Quitter is capable of running even if you don't have a screen reader on the computer. If you just have Quitter installed on a computer, it can use whatever sappy voices it detects on the system, and this is all basically automatic and can be changed in Quitter's options. All right, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the website address for Quitter, and that is http://www.quitter.client.net. And that will take you to the page I'm currently at here on the internet.
Quitter client colon home.
And here you can download the program. I'll go through the page here just very, very briefly. It's a very simple page.
Blank. List of 5 items. Bullet visited link home. Bullet link download.
And go here to download the program.
Bullet link sound packs.
Here is a link to sound packs for Quitter that have been done by various individuals. And hadn't mentioned this yet, but Quitter can use different kinds of sounds to alert you to different types of events that are happening with the program. It has different sounds for things like when you send a tweet, when you receive a tweet, when you send a direct message or receive a direct message, various things like that, when you receive a reply. All these are different sounds. And you can download and install these different sound packs for it.
Bullet link source code.
Christopher has made this an open source project, so those of you who program can download the source code and manipulate Quitter, I guess, in any way you see fit for your own use.
Bullet visited link, contact us.
And here's contact link, and this will basically take you to where you can follow Christopher and the other contributors of the Twitter project on Twitter itself. It's the easiest way to report any issues or make any comments that you have. Christopher and all the other guys that are associated with the project are out on Twitter, and you can find them and tweet with them there.
List end. Blank. Heading level 1. Welcome to the home of Twitter.
Okay, and then we're down to a simple about what Quitter is and things like that. So, you can go here and download the program. Installation of the program is very straightforward. No real surprises. Basically, just a next install. You know, nothing complicated. Then, once the program starts up, and I'll just kind of simulate this here, you'll get an option screen.
Control Windows O, configuration dialog, username edit, Trickster the Geek.
And in this configuration screen, you're going to be asked for your Twitter name.
Tab, password edit.
Your Twitter password.
Tab, check interval left paren and minutes right paren edit spin box, 4.
You'll be asked how often you want to check for things from Twitter, and the default and the minimum set here is 4 minutes.
4. Tab, speech output combo box, auto.
Here's where you can set up the speech parameters as to what voice it will use. It defaults to auto, and this is where I suggest you leave it unless you have some reason to change it.
Tab, sound pack combo box, standard.
And here is where you can select your various sound packs. By default, Quitter comes with 3 different packs.
Standard 3 of 5.
It's standard. Oh, okay. Actually, it says it has 5 of them.
Go tweeting.
Okay, here's another.
Boris.
Oh, okay, these are some upgrades. Since I believe initially it had 3. Now it's got 5, and the next release will have even more.
Go tweeting.
And I haven't listened to those 2.
Standard. Tweet into the future. Very loud.
So you got all these different choices.
Tweet into standard. Tab. Max no of tweets to retrieve at once edit spin box. 200.
And here is basically where it wants to know how many tweets you can get from Twitter at any given time. And the maximum here is 200. I typically need more than 200, and a lot of others do. Christopher suggested, you know, that you just keep the program running all the time and, you know, do it that way. And that may be fine for a lot of people. Unfortunately for myself, it's not. So what you can do, and I guess I'll say you do this at your own risk, but what you can do is there is a quitter.conf file that is stored in documents and settings, your username, and then application data, and then Quitter. And in there you'll find the quitter.conf file. If you go through there, you can change this option manually from 200 to something else. I've set mine higher than that because I do need it. And as I said, you know, if you don't need it for any reason, don't mess with it. Do what the program lets you do here, and you'll be fine. But I just say that for those of you who, like me, get 1,000 tweets a day. And, you know, we go to bed for a period of time and get back up, and, you know, you're going to get far more than the 200 tweets. So I just mention that to those of you who are advanced enough to make use of that information.
Tab, enable DM safe mode, checkbox checked.
Okay, and another option here is enable DM safe mode. And I recommend you check this. What this does is when you're replying to a direct message, normally you're supposed to do a control windows R to, or no, I'm sorry. That's our standard reply. A control windows D to do a DM to a person. What this option here does is if you kind of like myself, kind of tend to forget and you just try to do a reply to the message, this will take care of that and make sure the reply isn't a public reply and it's a direct message reply. So that's a nice feature, and I recommend you check that. It's not checked by default.
Tab, Sappy speech rate edit spin box 10.
Okay, here's your speech rate, how fast it talks. I don't do anything with this. It uses my JAWS rate. This, I believe, is basically only needed if you don't have, you don't have a screen reader on your computer that you're using this on.
Tab, Sappy speech volume edit spin box 90.
And then here's the volume.
Tab, OK button.
Yeah, and then we have our OK. And
tab, cancel button, cancel button.
And I'm just going to cancel out of this.
Space. Quitter client colon home dash Windows Internet Explorer. Welcome to the home of Quitter Edit.
Okay, and we'll silence that. All right. Now that you have downloaded Quitter, you know where to get it. You've downloaded it. You've installed it. And basically, you've went through the options here. Now the program is ready to use. And what I'll do here is I'm just going to show you some of the commands that are used to operate Quitter. Everything that you do with Quitter, like I said, is program independent. And it doesn't matter which program you're in. You know, you could be in Word, you could be out on the Internet, you could be in an Outlook Express, you could be in Notepad, whatever. All these commands are independent, and they're all done with a control windows something, just like Jotter did. So basically, here some of the commands are control windows space. We'll read the current tweet in the buffer that you're in. I'll talk about buffers here in a moment.
About an hour ago, Rich Cavallaro posted, "Lol, I do, I keep hitting wrong keystrokes today, arg. Item 41 of 34,373.
And it tells you which item in my buffer here. I have a considerable number of tweets. Quitter allows you to, unlike in McTwit, it saves all your tweets in the buffer till they're dismissed. And like I said, I have a lot of them here. If I do a control windows end.
About 30 days ago, Liam Mervin posted at Jesse of colon, yes, Apple mobile device framework was hosed.
And I go back here about the 30 days right now. And if you do a control windows home.
About 4 minutes ago, James Scholes posted at the Massophon, I haven't heard a recording. However, I'd be amazed if the cream on the Nyrover was worse than on this plastic thing I own.
Okay, and I'm at the top of my list right now. If you want to go up and down through the list, you simply do control windows up or down arrow.
About 5 minutes ago, Natalie posted, are any of you any good at writing cover letters? I'm trying to apply. About 5 minutes ago, Rich Cavallaro posted, RT Atan Technology colon new podcast uploaded. Anna Dresner demonstrates talking iPod shuffle, and she does so using the Apple Mac.
I'm doing a control windows down arrow here, and I'm going down through my tweets. As you hear, it announces how long ago this particular tweet was posted. And you can do up arrow here, control windows up arrow.
About 5 minutes ago, Natalie posted, are any of you any good at writing?
Okay, and control silences it. If I want to write a tweet out of my own, that is control windows and N.
Control windows N. New tweet dash 0 of 140 dialogue. Tweet text colon edit.
Okay, and I can write out a message here.
R E C O R D I N G space T H E space Q W I T T E R space D E O M.
Yep.
M O M O space R I G H E space N O W space F O R space B G Z space 3 5 space P O D C A S T period.
Okay. And you can edit this. You can escape out of it if you didn't. If you decide you don't want to send it, you can, you know, move around it just like you would in a standard edit. So let me check this here. I'm going to do a control home.
Recording the Quitter demo right now for BGZ35 podcast.
Okay, and you can either
tab okay button.
You can either tab to okay.
Tab cancel button.
Or you can cancel.
Tab tweet text colon edit.
Or you can just simply hit enter.
Enter Quitter client colon home dash Windows Internet Explorer. Welcome to the home of Quitter heading level 1. Update posted.
Okay, and it's telling me that the tweet posted. And you also heard the associated sound that was made that lets you audibly know that the tweet has been posted. Okay, and as we said here, Quitter will check for updates every so often. Mine's every 4 minutes. If you want to force an update in the current buffer, and I'll talk about buffers here in a moment, you do a Control Windows U.
Checking for new updates in current buffer.
And we'll wait for it to get it. Quitter, or Twitter itself, has been experiencing problems lately. There have been some attacks on the service. And so sometimes updates aren't real smooth.
About a minute ago, Rick Harmon posted recording the Quitter demo right now for BGZ35 podcast.
Okay, and the reason it didn't announce anything is since I was recording earlier, I had this muted. Quitter can be muted by doing a Control Windows M.
Mute off. Mute on.
And it's just a toggle. If you turn the mute on, Twitter won't announce anything to you as it gets things. All right, now let's talk about buffers. Right now, I'm in what is known as my tweets buffer, and this buffer shows everything that I do mostly, stuff I send, stuff people reply back to me, stuff that people tweet that I follow, and basically all of that is here. But there are other buffers as well, and you get back and forth between the buffers here in Quitter by doing a Control Windows left and right arrow.
Replies buffer colon 1060 items.
Okay, here's a replies buffer. All replies that are made to you go in this buffer. You can go up and down through it and find any reply that has been sent to you.
Sent buffer colon 1476 items.
We have a sent buffer. These are all the tweets that you've sent out. And you can go up and down through this. And, keep that. And it comes in real handy. You know, if you need to find something you've sent out, you know, maybe you need to copy it and send it again. You can do that. You can also, all these buffers work the same way as the main buffer. You know, you read it the same, you know. Control Windows up and down arrow, Control Windows home and end, Control Windows space, things like that. All the same commands. You can manually update these buffers by the Control Windows U, just like the main buffer. All right, and if I move on here.
Direct messages buffer colon 241 items.
Okay, and this is the direct messages buffer. These are direct messages that you get from people that follow you. They're kept in their own buffer.
Tweets buffer colon 34,379 items.
Okay, and I'm back to my tweets buffer. There are some other buffers that you can create either temporarily or I guess maybe permanently. Let's see if I remember these properly. Control Windows P.
Public timeline buffer colon 1520 items.
This will open up a A public buffer?
Sent buffer, colon, direct messages, tweets buffer, group replies buffer, public timeline buffer, colon, 1540 items.
And here is my public buffer that I can go up and down through.
About 29 days ago, about 30 seconds ago, Intercontinental T posted this chick talking about a...
Okay, and I, who knows what they're going to say here, so I'll silence that. But you can go up and down through here. There's also a trends buffer. Let's see if I remember how to do that.
Control Windows Y.
Oops.
Top trends buffer, colon, no items.
Control Windows T takes you to a trends buffer.
Ripalia.
If I hit Control Windows Home here, I'll go to the top of it.
Adam T. Snow Leopard, Swine Flu, Arkham Asylum, H1N1, iPhone.
And these are the current trends on Twitter.
J-Z, Billy Wagner.
All right. On some of these buffers, if you no longer want to see them, you can do what is called a dismissal of them. And say, I don't want to see this trends buffer anymore right now. I can dismiss it by doing a Control Windows and apostrophe.
Replies buffer, colon, 1060 items.
Okay, and that buffer went away.
Tweets buffer, colon, direct messages buffer, colon, sent buffer, public timeline buffer, colon, 1540
and
items.
And if I want to dismiss this, I can do the same. Control Windows apostrophe.
Replies buffer, colon, 1060 items.
And that goes away. All right, some other things that you can do.
Sent buffer, colon, replies, tweets buffer, colon, 34,300, set blank. About 7 minutes ago, Caroline C. posted, I still give maintenance a lot of credit. They're here working on my dryer right now.
Okay, if you wanted to reply to a tweet, you simply do a Control Windows R. And that brings up a dialogue.
Control Windows R. New reply to Technolist, colon, 13 of 140 characters. Dialogue. Tweet text, colon, edit.
And I can type a message here.
G-R-E-A-T, comma, space, A-O-P-E, spot, E, space, I, S, space, F-I-X-E-D, space, S-O-O-N, space, O-R, space, Y-U, period. Great, hope it is fixed soon for you. Tab, OK button, tab, cancel, tab, tweet text, colon, edit, tab, OK button.
And then you can either hit enter on it, or you can tab to OK, or you can escape out of it, or you can tab to cancel.
Space, Twitter client, colon, home, dash, Windows, Internet Explorer, reply posted.
And there you hear that the message was sent out, and you hear the unique sound for it. Okay, if you want to do direct messages, say I want a direct message, Caroline, here, for some
reason. Control Windows D, new DM dialog, direct message, colon, edit.
I can say...
T-H-I-S, space, I-S, space, A, space. T-E-S-T space D-M space F-O-R space M-Y space R-E-C-O-R-D-I-N-G space P-L-E-S-S-E-E-A-S-E space D-I-S-R-E-G-E-E-A-R-D period. This is a test DM for my recording. Please disregard.
Okay, and I'll send one to her, but I'll let her know it's just a test.
Enter. DM sent.
And you hear the sound for that. So, it's, you know, it's really, really, really easy to do. If you want to look at a tweet here, and you can do a Control Windows V.
Control Windows V. New tweet dash 85 of 140. Still give maintain a lot of credit period.
And you could just look at this here and get out of it. It's, you know, so you can copy a tweet, you know, to the clipboard. This is how you would do it with the Control Windows V. You can escape out of this or cancel or
escape.
Let's see some other things you can do. Control Windows left bracket.
Loading followers list.
Brings up your followers list. Control Windows right bracket will bring up the people that are following you.
Followers buffer, colon, 261 items.
And these are buffers again.
Charlie Kinder, Chad Blanco, Ivona Text-to-Speed, Michael Toboda, Missy Hopp, View Plus Tech, Mike Forzano.
And various people that I'm following. And I can dismiss that again with the Control Windows apostrophe.
Replies buffer, colon, 1061 items.
And like I said, can do the same thing for people following me by Control Windows right bracket.
Loading friends list.
And loading that up now.
Trends buffer : 288 items.
Okay, and that's up.
William Harwood.
And I just control Windows Home to get to the top of these lists.
Thomas Schwenk, Inside KSC, Ivona Text-to-Speech, Ad Blanco, Charlie Kinder.
Okay, and you see your list of followers here, and I can dismiss this as well.
Replies buffer :1061 items.
Okay, you can do search buffers with a Control Windows / I believe.
Control Windows / Twitter search dialog, Twitter search :edit.
And you can type in something here. I don't know.
BLIND.
Let's just type something real simple.
Tab persistent results checkbox checked.
And the persistent results checkbox checked will keep this buffer. Keep the results in it.
Tab save search checkbox not checked.
Forget happens. What happens when you save it?
Tab OK button.
But I can go to OK here.
Space.
And it's searching. I can't remember
search
if this
for blind
just
buffer :100 items.
Yeah, I can't remember if this just searches the database here on Twitter, or it actually goes out to Twitter like Jamel's search does, where it just, you know, checks out through Twitter to check for everybody's results.
About a minute ago, Keith Davis posted the vending machines at the rest stops in South Carolina are operated by the blind. That explains why the Doritos are stocked with Cheetos.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
More than a minute ago, Faith Cherry posted listening to quote third eye blind dash god of wine quote http://.
And yeah, I believe this does go out to Twitter itself and look for these because these aren't.
More than a minute ago, Old Mickham posted no really new third eye blind words cannot
yeah,
express
these aren't
my fangirly joy.
People I'm following. So this does definitely go out to Twitter and searches the Twitter space for all this.
About 2 minutes ago, Avarix 98 posted at Aaron Spears lol.
Okay. And as I said, you can dismiss this too if you don't need it anymore by doing a control windows apostrophe.
Control windows apostrophe. Replies buffer :1061 items.
Okay. Alright, a couple other things you can do. If you want to retweet something, which is different than a reply, you do a control windows shift R, and this will retweet the message. If it's too long, you'll get an edit dialog, and you can make it shorter so it fits into the 140 character limit. It's another nice thing about Twitter. That while you're typing messages, if you hit your 140 character limit, it will start beeping at you. That way you know you've hit your limit, so that's nice and handy. All right, a couple other things here, and I'll wrap this up. Control Windows L lets you follow somebody. Control Windows Shift L lets you unfollow somebody. And these combo boxes that come up are edit boxes, so you can either pick the person that's selected or you can clear it out by hitting delete on it and pasting in or typing in another name that you want to follow or unfollow. And it's relatively straightforward to do, so I'm not going to do that. And there are other commands. There's control. Let's see here.
Tweets buffer :34,388 items.
If you do a control window shift and an F.
Control shift windows F. Tweets buffer search dialog. Buffer search :edit.
This will allow you to search in a buffer. And also will allow you to filter a buffer, and that doesn't appear to be working quite right at this time, but the developers of Twitter are aware of that.
Tab, excluding checkbox not checked.
If you check this excluding, what it does is it turns the search into a filter, and it acts kind of like a spam filter if you want, And like I said, that's not quite working quite right, so you might not want to do that. But if you want to search for something in a buffer, you can just bring up this control window shift F and type in something and then hit enter, and it will show you the things in that buffer that the search brought up, and then you can dismiss it, you know, with the control windows apostrophe. And that's also how you clear these buffers. You know, if you don't want, they don't take up a whole lot of space. I certainly give give the Twitter people or the Quitter people credit there. They use an SQL type of database, and it's very efficient and very little space is used. I've got 30 plus thousand tweets here in this buffer, and it only takes up a few megs, so don't really have to be too concerned about that. It's nice to be able to search through here and find things. You might need to find something that you said to somebody weeks ago or something somebody said to you weeks ago and, you know, bring it back up. So that comes in really, really handy. All right. And as always, I suggest you read the README file. There's more information in there. I'm sure there are things that I haven't covered. But in closing, I'd like to say that I think Quitter is an excellent program. I was a bit skeptical about it at first. You know, I was kind of dismayed that, you know, it was kind of, I thought it was a ripoff of, you know, Sean Randall's program at first, but then I'd seen Sean, you know, actually was as a contributor to it. And so, you know, got over that real quick. But been using the program for about a month now, and I really like it. And hope everybody will give it a try, and hope everybody will like it too. So, all right, that wraps up the Quitter demonstration. All right, now I'm going to present the BookSense demonstration here. And as I go through it, I will talk about the comparisons between it and the Victor Stream, just some observations and opinions on my part. I guess I'd like to say just first that, you know, I do own both units, and I like the Stream very, very much, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and disparage it. I'm not going to suggest that if you're a Stream owner, you should rush out and buy a BookSense. Both players are excellent players, and, you know, I'll try and explain some of the things that I like about the BookSense, say, over the Stream, and I'll say some of the things I like about the Stream over the BookSense. So, all right. First of all, some of the things that, you know, I would say if you were looking to buy either unit and you hadn't yet, some things that might sway your decision. The Stream is a bit bigger of a unit than the BookSense is, and it has very large, well-pronounced keys. You know, if you have any kind of neuropathy, you know, loss of sense of feeling in your hands and your fingers, the Stream probably is going to be the better unit for you, I would think. The BookSense is a smaller unit, much, very, very closely resembling a cell phone, a Nokia-style type cell phone, you know, a candy bar style type of cell phone. It's much smaller. The buttons are much smaller. While I don't have any problems at all with the keypad on the BookSense, you know, maybe if you're older or if you don't have good sense of feeling in your fingertips, then the Stream definitely might be the way to go for you, because like I said, its buttons are very big. They're they stick up, you know, very, very easy to find. All the buttons on the Stream are very, very easy to find. some of the other things I, you know, like about the stream and others might like. The stream, I think, has a bit better adjustment for bass and treble right now than the Book Sense currently has. Currently, the Book Sense just has four presets for equalization. You know, it has a normal, a rock, a pop, and a classical type of EQ. Whereas the stream does have its treble and bass adjustments. So that, in a way, I think is a bit better. Another thing that is a plus for the stream has more speed control on it than the Book Sense does. The Book Sense can play things like NLS books at a faster rate than the Book Sense can, and that may be a factor to some people that like to listen to their NLS books, you know, very, very fast. Let's see. The stream is definitely rock solid as far as its operation. Very simple operation. The Book Sense tends to have a bit more of a complex, more computer type of structure to it, you know, as far as going up and down through files and folders. The Book Sense has just more levels that you can go into. The stream, you know, is a little more simple. You just press the one key on it, and you go from bookshelf to bookshelf to bookshelf. It's more simple, I guess I'm trying to say, than the Book Sense is. And if you're not a real experienced, maybe technical user, the stream may be a bit easier for you to navigate than possibly the Book Sense is. All right. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to describe the Book Sense a bit, and then I'll start showing you features of it, and I'll comment some more maybe on how it compares with the stream as I go through the demonstration of the unit. Like I said, there are two versions of the Book Sense, and from what I understand, the units are identical in feel. The only difference is the standard is a ruby red color, and the Book Sense XT is a off-white. Through September 30th, you can get a Book Sense Standard for $314 through GW Micro or other distributors. After September 30th, its price will go to $349. The Book Sense XT through September 30th is selling for, I believe, $449, and after that it will go to $499. The differences between the XT and the standard are the XT has a built-in radio with presets. It also has 4 gigs of built-in flash memory, and it has Bluetooth capabilities, so you can use Bluetooth headsets with it. The Book Sense Standard comes with a 2 gig SD card with it when you purchase it. The Book Sense XT comes with a 8 gig SD card. The Book Sense uses SD cards, both standard SD and also for sizes larger than, I believe, 2 gigs, you use the HC SD card, the high-capacity SD card, and that goes up to 32 gigs on the unit. All right, so I'm going to describe the unit here a bit for you. Get it in my hand. Along the top of the unit, on the right-hand side, you have a headphone jack that you can plug the BookSense into a set of headphones or a set of external speakers or, you know, whatever you want to play it through. On the left side, there is another jack that is for a external microphone or a line-in hookup. Okay, on the left side of the unit, going down the left side, at the top, there is a mode button that cycles you through media, DAISY, and document materials. Below that, there's an up and down volume buttons. And then below that is the SD slot for the SD card. And we're at the bottom there. So now at the bottom of the unit, on the left-hand side of the bottom of the unit is the power adapter plug-in. The BookSense comes with a AC power adapter when you purchase it. So it can run either way on its internal rechargeable batteries or on AC power. All right, next to that, on the right side on the bottom, is a USB plug-in. All right, and that's it on the bottom. On the right-hand side, starting at the top, we have the it's a multi-combination button, I guess you would say. It will turn the unit on and off. If you hold it in and press it in for several seconds, it turns the unit on or off. It is also a play pause. And for recording, it's a stop button. Below that is the record button. And directly below that is a slide switch that in the top position, the keypad is unlocked, and if you slide it down, the keypad is in the locked position. All right. Now, on the face of the unit, at the very top, there are two internal speakers side by side for listening to the BookSense if you don't have headphones plugged in. And these are stereo speakers, although they're so close together, I don't know how you would really get any stereo separation out of them to tell that, but there are two small speakers there. The BookSense gets quite loud, especially with the new firmware upgrade, the 1.1 beta upgrade that's currently out. And louder, I would say, by quite a bit than the Stream's internal speaker. Directly below that, in the center of the front, there's a button, a long or a wide button. If you push this, it's your clock button. Tells you the time and the date. And as we go down, we have a keypad here that along the outside of it, it goes in like a rectangular. It's in a rectangle. So we have an up button, then we have a right arrow, and then, you know, as we go around it, we have a down arrow, and then as we go to the left, we have a left arrow. And then in the center of that, you have a big button that you can press in that's the basically the menu button. Then directly below that, we have the main keypad, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then star, zero, and pound keys. Then, on the very bottom edge of the face, on the left, I believe, is the microphone input for the internal mono microphone. And then on the right here, there is a little LED that I believe announces the charge status. Okay, back up to the keypad for a second. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 keypad. The 5 key has a little nib on it, so you can tell where the 5 key is. All the other keys on the keypad are staggered as far as their height. The 1 key is low, the 2 key is high, the 3 key is low, the 4 key is high. So it's like a checkerboard pattern, and it makes it very easy to tell which key you're on. You know, you can start at the 5 and just, you know, move around, and you can easily find your position on the keypad. So that's pretty easy. Like I said, the Stream is definitely, it's got bigger buttons by far than the BookSense does. The BookSense buttons are smaller, although they're not all that small. The keypad buttons, I'm using my index finger here on my right hand, and I'm touching the 1 button, and, you know, the tip of your finger, you know, where your fingerprint is, basically my index finger there covers that button, so they're about that big. I'm not very good with measurements here, but, you know, they're not super small, not like some of the cell phones you see where the buttons are extremely small. Now, don't get me wrong, they're not that small. So, then on the back of the unit is the battery, and like most cell phones, it's a, you know, clip-in battery with that. The back cover is part of the battery, and then above that, there's a little latch that you can, you flip to release the battery. You know, it locks it in. Also, on the right side of the BookSense, I forgot to say, right below the lock switch, you really have to feel for it. There's just a little tiny hole, and what that is for, it's just a reset. You stick a toothpick in there real carefully, and if you have to reset the unit, you know, you can do it that way. I usually just pull the battery if I have any problems, but it's there, just for your information. All right. So, now that I've kind of described the unit here externally, told you what everything was, I'm going to turn it on. And I have it hooked into the system here so I can record it. And I'm going to press in the power button here, the play button. Hold it in a couple seconds.
Music, filter, 2 of 4.
All right. So the BookSense is now powered up. And it is announcing that it is in the music folder. I'm currently in the media section of the unit. And if I up and down arrow here with my up and down arrow keys.
Podcasts, filter, 3 of 4.
I have a podcasts folder.
Record, filter, 4 of 4.
I have a record folder for recordings that you record with the unit, either through the microphone or an external microphone or line in.
Podcasts, filter, music, filter, 2 of 4.
We have a music folder.
Audiobooks, filter, 1 of 4.
Then we have an audiobooks folder. And inside of these, we have, you know, deeper levels. So if you right arrow into them, you go inside and down to the next level.
Audible audio, filter, 1 of 1.
And here is my Audible. I could have other folders in here, but right now I just have an Audible audio folder.
Ender's Game, Special 20th Anniversary Edition Unabridged, PA, 1 of 6.
And in here I have my various Audible books. And to go through them, I can just up and down arrow.
Ender's Game, Special 20th Anniversary Edition. Next Unabridged, Part 1, 3 of 6. Next Unabridged, Part 2, 4 of 6.
And then it announces how many books or how many files are in the current list. If I want to back out of this, I just simply hit my left arrow.
Audible audio, filter, 1 of 1.
And if I want to go back another level.
Audiobooks, filter, 1 of 4.
So you can already see kind of that the levels of the book sensor are more like what you would have on Windows, you know, if you were going into my computer and, or say my documents, and then you would find my music and enter on it. Well, you don't enter on it here, you write arrow into it, and that is the same as entering. And if you want to go back a level on, say, my documents, you know, you hit your backspace key, and here on the book sense, you just use your left arrow. So, to computer users, this, you know, has very much the feel of a computer.
Music folder, 2 of 4.
And the same thing in my music folder. If I go into the music folder,
3 doors down, folder, 1 of 160.
I have 160 different folders in here for different artists. And then inside there, I can go in.
01 Kryptonite WMA, 1 of 7.
And I may just have songs. In some folders, I may have songs and deeper folders for more albums by that particular artist. So, again, if I back
3 doors
here,
down, folder, 1 of 1, music, folder, 2 of 4.
All right, and like I said, this is the media section of the player. On the left side of the unit, up at the top, I told you there's a media button. And if I press that,
Daisy, Bookshare, 1 of 3.
Now it's switched me to the Daisy section of the unit. And here I have various folders. I have one for Bookshare.
Newsline, 2 of 3.
There's a Newsline folder. These are folders that the BookSense initially puts on the unit. You can put other folders on the unit as well in these different areas for different things.
NLS, 3 of 3.
And here's my NLS. And if I go into it with a right arrow,
The Hammer of God,
1 of 3.
Then I have different NLS books here, different folders.
Lie Down with Lions,
2 of 3.
Watermine,
3 of 3.
Yeah, and just like on the stream, when you go to each one of them, it speaks the title using the narrator's voice.
NLS, 3 of 3. Newsline, 2 of 3. Bookshare, 1 of 3.
And if I go into Bookshare with my right arrow,
Running Linux, 4th edition, 1 of 1.
Then I have a folder here that says Running Linux, and there's a Bookshare book in there. I'll play some of this stuff here in a bit. I just want to show you some of the folder structure first so you get a feel for how the unit's laid out. All right, and if I hit the media button here on the left again,
Document Reader, eBooks, folder, 1 of 2.
Now I'm in the document folder where you can read different types of text files, doc files, docs files, RTFs, HTMLs, you know, all kinds of different things. BRFs, I believe, all, you know, various different text files. So, if I go into here,
Andromeda Strain TXT, 1 of 3.
There's a Michael Crichton file. Andromeda Strain, and that's a text file.
Midnick, Kevin D. And Simon, William L. The Art of Intrusion RTF, 2 of 3.
Here's a book. It's in RTF format.
Niven, Larry, Ringworld 2, The Ringworld Engineer's Doc, 3 of 3.
And here's another book that's in a Word document format. And if I left arrow out of this,
Ebooks, folder, 1 of 2. Personal, folder, 2 of 2.
Then I have a folder here I've made called Personal. I have a
Phone numbers TXT, 1 of 1.
I have a phone numbers file in here that I can use.
Personal, folder, 2 of 2.
Back out of that, arrow down.
Personal, folder, 2 of 2.
Okay, that's all I have in here. All right, and then if I hit the media key again.
Media, music, folder, 2 of 4.
Then I cycle back to media. Now, on the the BookSense XT, this all works the same. Like I said, the differences are that it has a radio on it, and there's a radio button somewhere. I can't remember if it's on the media button or not, but there are just some, you know, real slight differences to it. And you press the zero key and hold it down on the XT model to switch back and forth between your built-in memory or your flash card. And both will have the same, you know, types of folder structures on them. All right. So now I'm just going to play a few different things here for you, so you can kind of get the feel. The setup on the unit is just basically like the stream. You know, if you need to authorize it for NLS, you go through the same process as you do for the stream. You request your key. You get the key, you place it in the root of the unit and turn it on. The BookSense processes it basically just like the stream does. Although the BookSense doesn't say anything, it just simply does it. And then it erases the file. Audible activation on both units is the same. You know, you go through the Audible manager. You add your device, you know, whether it's the Humanware Victor Stream or the HEMS GW Micro BookSense. You know, you add that to the manager, the Audible manager, and then you just activate the device, and that's the same as it is on the stream, basically. So, all right.
Audiobooks, folder, 1 of 4. Audible audio, folder, 1 of 1.
If I go in here.
Ender's Game, Special 20th Anniversary Edition Unabridged, PA, 1 of 6.
Okay, now let me, before I start playing this, I'll kind of describe. You have your play button here on the left top side of the unit. You can press that in for play. Press it again, it'll pause. Also, on the keypad, you know, you have your star key and your pound key down at the bottom. The pound key works as a play key, and the star key works as a stop key. So I can either hit the pound key to start playing this, or I can hit the play key on the side of the unit.
This is Audible.
And then we start playing the book. I can pause it.
Pause.
By hitting the play button here on the right side. I can get basic information about the file by holding the zero key.
Title Ender's Game, Special 20th Anniversary Edition Unabridged, PA, time elapsed, 0 hour, 0 minute, 12 seconds, total time, 6 hours, 1 minute, 17 seconds, 1 of 1, pause.
And you get some basic information there. If I want to move around in the book, I can hit my up and down arrows here at the top of the keypad, and it'll give me different choices.
5 tracks. First or last track. Time. Section. 1 track. 5 tracks. First or last track. Time.
And on an Audible book, you're generally going to either move from either by time or section. And
section. 1 track. First or last track. Time.
And if you select time, there's time increments. If you press the 9 key on the keypad.
Time index mode, 10 seconds. Time index mode, 30 seconds. Time index mode, 1 minute.
You get different amounts for your time jumps.
Time index mode, 5 minutes. Time index mode, 10 minutes. Time index mode, 30 minutes. Time index mode, 1 hour. Time index mode, 5 seconds.
Okay, we wrap back around.
Time index mode, 10 seconds.
And if the book is marked properly, you can go chapter to chapter by choosing section. And some Audible books are, some aren't. Okay, let me go back to play here. Oops, did I stop?
The Renaissance presents Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card.
Okay. Now, some other keys that will affect this are the 4, 5, and 6 keys on the keypad.
I've watched through his eyes.
If I hit 5, it takes me to the normal default speed.
He's the one.
If I hit 6,
we're going to get.
That's what you said about the brother.
The brother tested out impossible.
It will make it go faster.
Nothing to do with his ability.
Yeah, well, same with the sister. And there are doubts about him. He's too malleable, too willing to submerge himself in someone else's will.
Hit the five.
Not if the other person is his enemy.
If hit the four, it'll go slower.
So what do we do? Surround him with enemies all the time.
If we have to.
I didn't even go slower, although I don't know why you'd want to.
I thought you said you liked this kid.
If the buggers get him, they'll make me look like his favorite uncle.
All right. We're saving the world, after all.
Mm-hmm. Ender's Game, special 20th Anniversary Edition Unabridged, Pa, 1 of 6.
Other things you can do with the book are the 1, 2, and 3 keys. You can save a bookmark with the 1 key, and it'll ask you for a bookmark number. Let's see, yeah, 1 saves it.
Ender's Game, special 20th Anniversary Edition Unabridged, Pa, 1 of 6.
Oh, maybe I have to be playing it.
The world, after all, so take him.
Enter mark number, edit box.
And then you can enter a mark from 1 to 99, and that'll save it. I'm not going to do that here.
Cancel.
If you hit 2.
The mark does not exist.
The monitor lady smiled
take you to a mark.
And tousled his
and if you go to 3.
Andrew,
the mark does not exist.
I suppose
of course,
now
we don't have any marks here, but that would delete a mark. And in all cases, it'll ask you for which mark you want to delete.
That monitor is going to...
Ender's Game, special 20th Anniversary Edition Unabridged, Pa, 1 of 6.
And then, just like on the stream, if I go out of this book and into another book, it's going to remember where I left off when I start playing it again.
Audible Audio, filter, 1 of 1. Audiobooks, filter, 1 of 4. Music, filter, 2 of 4.
Okay, we'll go down to the music now. Nice thing on the book sense about music is, and I know you can do this to an extent on the stream, but I find it to be much easier and much nicer on the book sense. If I hold my 9 key down while I'm playing music, it toggles back and forth between shuffle and non-shuffle. And right now I have the unit set to shuffle mode. I'm on the music folder. If I want to just play, there's 2,000 songs on here right now. And if I just want to set and play them all in shuffle, all I have to do is hit my play key here. Right, I don't have to go into the folder or anything. I can just, right here at the music, I can hit play. And it'll start up here in a second. And starts playing music. If I want to go to the next, you know, I have options here. If I up and down arrow.
5 tracks. First or last track. Time. 1 track.
And if I just use 1 track here, and I use my left and right arrows, I go to the next song or the previous song. And it's just randomly playing songs throughout these 160 various folders that are in the music here. Now, some things you can do here in the music, like I said, if you hold the 9 key down, it goes back and forth between shuffle and non-shuffle. If I hold the 7 key, or if I just press the 7 key, changes the equalization to pop.
Classic. Rock. Normal.
And then back to normal, which I think is no equalization. Again, you can speed these files up or slow them down with the 4, 5, and 6 keys, but you really don't want to do that for music. You could use the 1, 2, and 3 keys to put marks in them, or delete marks, or jump to marks. You can press the 7 key, I believe, or hold the 7 key, and it'll save your playlist. You can set playlists up on here.
Music, filter, 2 of 4.
And play by playlist, if you want to create playlists. It'll let you save and play them. Or, okay, let's just say...
3 doors down, filter, 1 of 160.
Now, I could either go into this folder, or I could hit play here, and it just would randomly play the songs in this Three Doors Down folder. Or, if I go into it...
01 Kryptonite WMA, 1 of 7. 02 I Feel You WMA, 2 of 7. 03 Here Without You WMA, 3 of 7.
And I could just select one, and I can just play the single song here. And I can use my left and right arrows.
Five tracks. First or last track. Time. One track.
Now I can go back and forth. No, I can't because I selected a single track. Sorry.
Oh, three okay. Here without you. WMA. Three
so,
of seven.
If I go out to the folder.
Three doors down.
And
folder,
I play
one
it,
of 160.
Then I can go back and forth by track. If you select just a single track, you can't go back and forward. It doesn't let you. And then when you press the zero key when you're playing a song, you get basic information about the song, what the track name is, and where you're at in it, and how much time is left, things like that. So I like that a lot. I like the music abilities on the Book Sense a lot. It's nice to be able to just select a folder or just write at the music folder and say, well, I want to just randomly play these. I know you can do it on the stream. To some extent, but I just don't think it's quite as flexible as it is on the Book Sense. All right. Let's go.
Daisy. Running Linux, 4th edition, 1 of 1.
Let's go and play an NLL's book.
Running Linux, 4th edition, 1 of 1. Bookshare, 1 of 3. Newsline, 2 of 3. NLS, 3 of 3.
The Hammer of God.
1 of 3.
All right, let's just say I want to play this. If I hit play on it, it'll start loading it.
Loading. The Hammer of God.
37455. The Hammer of God by Arthur C. Clarke.
Okay, and if I copyright, use my up and down arrow here,
paragraph.
I can Arthur C. move Clarke. By paragraph,
heading,
all rights
or heading,
home or end.
Home or end.
Red, time.
Red, by
time.
Richard Davidson.
Level 1.
Davidson. Level 1.
Level 2.
Level 2.
The phrase.
This book was originally created for
phrase.
Audio.
Paragraph.
Cassette play.
Heading.
Playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains markers allowing direct access to major portions of the book.
Library of Congress
okay,
annotation.
And it doesn't say which ones do it, but I'm set for heading
year,
here, so if I
right when
or left arrow, I go back and forth by heading.
Contents. Chapter 1.
Yeah, okay.
And Chapter 1.
And I'm basically and just moving by chapter here.
Oregon, 1972. It was the size of a small house.
Pause.
Okay, I can pause it. If I hit my zero key here, I can get basic information about the file.
Title: The Hammer of God, Heading 4. Time elapsed, 0 hour, 12 minutes, 22 seconds.
Okay, and while I'm playing it,
small house,
I can hit the 6 key or the 4 key. The 4 key slows down, 6 key speeds up.
Kilometers an hour. As it passed over the Grand
I'm speeding
Teton
it up.
National Park, one alert tourist photographed the incandescent fireball
plus
and
two.
Its long vapor trail. In less than 2 minutes, it had sliced
plus
through the
three.
Earth's atmosphere and returned to space. The slightest change of orbit during
plus
the
4
had been circling the sun. And it could have descended upon any of the world's great cities.
And that's
with an
maximum.
Force, 5 times more powerful than the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima.
Hit the 5 key, I go back to normal.
The date? The Hammer of God.
Okay. 1 of 3.
And again, here you can use your 1, 2, and 3 keys. The 1 key to save a bookmark, 2 key to jump to a bookmark, 3 key to delete a bookmark. And when you go out of here and into another book, come back, you know, it remembers your place, just like the Audible files. Okay, let's see here.
NLS, 3 of 3.
And if I go up here to Bookshare.
Newsline, 2 of 3. Bookshare, 1 of 3.
Yeah, I'll let you hear, and I haven't talked much about TTS on here, but text-to-speech. The unit uses NeoSpeech voices. It uses Paul and Kate. Right now, the unit, as you've heard, is using the Paul voice. And if you hold down the 5 key on the keypad.
Female voice.
Now I switch over to Kate. And I'll show you Kate here for a little bit. We'll go in here and we'll read a book.
Delete Bookshare? Yes.
Oops. No, 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 no.
Cancel. Bookshare. 1 of 3.
When you've got a file highlighted, if you press the 8 key, it'll ask you if you want to delete it. The pound key is yes, and the star key is no. Or you can use your left and right arrows to move from choice to choice and hit the pound key for that selection when you get to it.
Running Linux, 4th edition, 1 of 1.
All right. And if I go to this Running Linux, this is a Bookshare book. And I'll hit play on it to start it.
Loading.
And the little beeps indicate that the file's loading. Some of these Bookshare books take a little bit of time to load, several seconds.
Running Linux, 4th edition. Running Linux, 4th edition. Copyright and number 169, 2003, O'Reilly and Associates, Incorporated. All rights reserved. Printed in the United States of America. Published by O'Reilly and Associates.
And we're now reading the
1005 book. 1005 Grovenstein Highway North, Sevastopol, California, 95472. O'Reilly and Associates books may be purchased for education.
It. Pause. And if I up and down arrow here.
Level 1.
I can move by level 1.
Home or end. Heading.
Heading.
Paragraph.
Paragraph.
Phrase. Level 1. Home or end. Heading. Paragraph.
So I want to move by paragraph. Then I can start playing again here.
Educational, business, or sales promotional use. Online editions are also available for most types. Heading. O'Reilly and Associates books may be purchased for educational. Home or end. O'Reilly and Associates books may be purchased for education. Heading. O'Reilly and paragraph. O'Reilly and Associates books may be purchased for educational, business, or sales
promotional
use. Now,
if I hit my
use.
Right arrow or left arrow, I move by paragraph backwards or forwards.
Nutshell Handbook. And number 8212. Days at Suzuki 1870 to 1966. This is a... In the preface to the first edition, we said that Linux has the potential to completely change the face of the PC operating system.
Now I'm moving by paragraph.
Linux has an enormous user community presence on the World Wide Web. Each chapter of this book contains a big chunk of information. Heading.
So
each chapter of
heading.
This book contains a big chunk. This is a book about Linux,
and
a free,
I'm
open source operating
right
system that supports
now.
Full multi. This chapter represents your first. At this point, you should have your Linux distribution and have disk space set aside. If you've come to Linux from Windows or another non-Unix operating system, you have a steep learning curve ahead of you. Paragraph. If phrase. If you've come to
or
Linux from Windows or another non-Unix operating
here.
System, in this chapter, we are going to introduce. Dozens of other books cover basic Unix. Also, these books often dwell upon the more mundane aspects of Unix, boring text manipulation commands, such as awk, tr, and sed, most of which you will never need unless you start doing some serious
and these
Unix
you
trickery.
Can speed up as
In
well
fact,
or slow down, again, using your 4, 5, and 6.
Editor, which has long been made obsolete by Viandemux. Therefore, although
I'm
many of the Unix books
now.
Available today contain a great deal
plus
of useful
one.
Information, many of most of which you will never need unless you start doing some serious
plus
Unix
two.
In fact, many commands, such as awk, tr, and sed, most of which you will never need unless you start doing some serious Unix trickery. In fact, many Unix books... ch you will never need unless you
and
start doing some
four.
Serious Unix trickery. In fact, many Unix books talk about the original Edline editor, which has long been made obsolete by... You start doing some serious Unix trickery. In fact, many Unix books talk about the original Edline editor, which has long... And sed, most of which you will never need unless you start doing some serious Unix trickery. In fact, many Unix books... tr, and sed, most of which you will never need unless you start doing some serious Unix trickery. In fact, many
okay,
Unix books talk about the original Edline editor, which has long been made obsolete by Unix. Therefore, although many of the Unix books available today contain great
five.
Information... And MX. Therefore,
go back
although
to normal.
Many of the Unix
if
books available today contain a great manipulation commands, such as awk, tr, and sed. Main aspects of Unix,
minus
boring
two.
Text manipulation commands, such as awk. In text manipulation commands,
minus
such
three.
As awk, tr. Main aspects of Unix,
and minus four.
Boring text. Upon the more mundane aspects of Unix, boring text manipulation
and
commands, such as awk, tr, and sed, most of Running Linux, 4th edition, 1 of 1.
things you don't have that you have on the stream is you don't have any pitch control for TTS. This is the pitch you get on the BookSense right now. And I don't know if that'll change later, but currently you don't have pitch control, whereas you do on the stream. And some people like the pitch control. I didn't really care too much about it. I think the TTS on the BookSense is far better than the TTS on the stream, at least in my opinion. I think it's more accurate. Not to say that it's perfect, because it's not, and I have yet to see a TTS anywhere that's perfect. It pronounces words wrong, just, you know some words here and there. Just depends, just like the stream does. So, but I do like the Kate and Paul voices a lot. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? We'll go to documents.
Document reader. Personal. Folder. 2 of 2.
And I'll go up.
Ebooks. Folder. 1 of 2.
Go into the ebooks folder with my right arrow.
Andromeda Strain TXT. 1 of 3.
And basically your document reader is just like your Daisy reader. Start playing here.
File open. Succeed opening file. Start reading. The Andromeda Strain, C, 1969 by Michael Crichton, V1.0 July 21st, 1999. If you find incorrect errors in the text, line.
I can go by line.
Please update the version number. Sentence.
Sentence.
Number by 0. Word.
Word.
0.1. Character.
Character.
0.1. Phonetic. 0.1 and redistribute.
Phonetics.
Forward. Search word as. As in most crises, the events surrounding the Andromeda Strain were a compound of foresight and foolishness. Cancel reading file. Andromeda Strain TXT, 1 of 3.
We can search by word. If you're moving by word in the document, you can pick a word and you can search throughout the rest of the book for that particular word. That can come in handy in documents.
Mitnick, Kevin D. Andromeda Strain TXT, 1 of 3. File open. Succeed opening file. Start reading. And foolishness, innocence, and ignorance. Pause.
And you see it left off where I was.
Line. Sentence, word, character, phonetic, search word, ignorance.
Yeah, and see it's on ignorance here, so it says search word, and we can search for more occurrences of that word ignorance.
Page.
We can go by page.
Paragraph.
Paragraph.
Line.
And back to line. So we have quite a bit of flexibility there, and as I said, you can, your 4, 5, and 6 keys do slow down and speed up in the document. 1, 2, and 3 keys, as everywhere else, are for leaving bookmarks. You can leave bookmarks in the text anywhere you want. Let's see what else. In each of these types of documents, whether it be a Daisy book or an audio file or a text file or whatever, you have the menus, and if I hit my menu key, which is in the middle of the arrow keys here.
Menu opened. Recent documents.
We get some options for these various types of files. Here I can get recent documents that I was in.
Advanced menu. Pull down. Help mode. Global options. Pull down.
And in all the menus, you'll have a global options. Help options. If you go in there, you can get a key describer. It tells you what each key does on the unit, like the stream. That can be helpful.
Recent documents. Cancel reading file. Andromeda Strain TXT, 1 of 4.
Okay, I'll get out of there.
Andromeda Strain TXT, 1 of 3.
I'm going to go through some of the global options here, since they're the same for all menus.
Menu opened. Recent documents. Global options. Pull down. Alarm settings. Pull down.
One of the things I was telling you is that the BookSense has a clock. It also has the capability to set alarms. And the alarm capability is pretty nice in the unit. Say I want to set alarm. I can go in here. I can either hit enter here.
Set alarm. Dialog.
Which is the menu key. And we come up in a dialog here. And on this particular dialog, if I write
arrow. Set alarm dialog. Enter 2 digits for the hour. 2. Edit box.
I can enter 2 digits for the hour.
Enter 2 digits for the minute. 52. Edit box.
2 digits for the minute.
Select AM or PM. PM. Combo box.
Set the AM PM.
Alarm bell. Melody 1. Combo box.
And through these combo boxes, your left and right arrow.
Melody 2. Combo box. Melody 3. Combo box.
Yeah, we have 3 different alarm settings here you can have.
Term. Once. Combo box.
And then you can say how many times you want this alarm to activate, you know, once or more than once, you know, each day or, you know, 1 day or 2 days or whatever.
Duration, 5 minutes. Combo box.
How long this alarm will go off. You can set it to the default here is 5 minutes. Okay, if I want to cancel out of this, I can hit my cancel key.
Cancel.
Which is the star key.
One of two.
Takes us out of the menus.
Menu opened. Recent documents. Global options, pull down.
Okay.
Alarm settings, pull down.
Other things you can do with alarm settings?
Set alarm, dialogue.
You can set alarm.
Set alarm, dialogue.
Oh, if I had an alarm already set, you could check it or delete it. But since I don't, that's all you have.
Alarm settings, pull down. Date and time settings, pull down.
This is where you set your clock. Allows you to set the date and time here if you go into this.
Voice settings,
excuse
dialogue.
Me. If you enter here,
voice setting dialogue, volume 13, combo box.
It'll, you can set the volume.
Rate 7, combo box.
The rate.
Pitch 8, combo box.
Well, you do have pitch here in the menu, so I guess what I said about pitch isn't quite true. You just can't change it on the fly, I don't believe, but you can set it by default what it is all the time.
Voice female, combo box.
And whether it's female or male.
Volume 13, combo box. 12.
Oops.
13. Cancel. Ebooks. Folder. 1 of 2.
One complaint I have about the menus is when you get out of, you should be able to go back a level in the menus, and you can't right now.
Menu opened. Recent documents.
So you have to keep entering it. Every time you do something, you have to enter back into it. And that's, I hope they fix that in a later firmware update, you know, so you can just go back and forth through the menus and you don't keep getting bounced out of them when you make a selection.
Global options, pull down.
So we'll
alarm
go back
settings,
in here.
Pull, date and time setting, voice settings, recording settings, dialogue.
And then we have recording settings for the recorder. Like I said, the BookSense has a recording option in it.
Recording setting dialogue, recording type, wave, combo box.
You can either record in wave.
MP3.
Or MP3.
Wave. Recording source, microphone, combo box.
You can either record by microphone, which automatically selects the internal, or if you have an external microphone plugged into it, the external.
Line in.
Or line in.
Microphone. Sampling rate, 44,100 hertz, combo box.
There are various sampling rates you can choose from for quality.
Channel, stereo, combo box.
You can do stereo or mono recording.
Microphone sensitivity, 1, combo box.
And then you have sensitivity that you can set from 1 to 4. I don't know a whole lot about that yet, and I don't notice a whole lot of difference in the settings, but I believe 1 is least sensitive and 4 is most sensitive.
Cancel, ebooks, folder, 1 of 2.
Okay, let me
menu
back
open
into the menus.
Recent documents. Global options, pull global. Down, alarm settings, pull, voice settings, recording settings, check system status, dialogue.
You can go in here and you can get different pieces of information about
check
the system
status. Check
system status
dialog. Battery level, 8.
Battery level is 8. You get your indication between 1 and 10 for battery status, 10 being full, 1 being empty. The unit gets roughly 12 hours on a charge. And I haven't timed this, but it appears to be pretty close to that. The unit can be charged in 2 hours on AC power, or, unlike the stream, it can be charged in about 5 hours if it's plugged into a USB. So it can charge by USB as well, and that's nice to be able to have. Let's see, what else can we get in here?
SD free space, 3.10 gigabyte, total space, 14.83 gigabyte.
I have a 16 gig card in here. It tells me how much space I have free on it.
Firmware version 1.1 build date, August 6, 2009.
And there's my firmware information.
Key number 7, battery level 8.
And I don't want to give out my key number, but that last one was what your serial number is, and that's what you provide to the various services when you need to register a key. Oops.
Cancel. Ebooks. Folder. Menu opened. Recent documents. Global options. Pull down. Alarm settings. Pull. Date. Voice. Recording settings. Check system status. Set sleep timer. Dialogue.
You can set a sleep timer on here, just like on the stream. The only complaint I kind of have right now, and I know they're working on it, is that you don't have a quick key out here on the keypad to select the sleep timer and set it as you do on the stream where you have a dedicated sleep button. So right now you have to go in and set it up here, but it works just...
Set sleep timer dialog. Sleep timer time. Disable. Combo box.
You can either disable it or...
3 hours. 2 hours. 1 hour. 30 minutes. 20 minutes. 10 minutes. Disable.
So you got various options there.
Cancel. Ebooks. Menu opened. Recent global options. Pull down.
Global options.
Alarm settings. Pull down.
Go back in here.
Recording setting. Check system status. Set sleep timer. Power saving time. Dialogue.
You have power saving time here. Unlike the stream that just defaults to 30 minutes of inactivity and it turns off, you can change that in the BookSense. It defaults to 5 minutes on the BookSense. And you can change that to various settings.
Format storage device. Pull down.
Okay, and you can format the storage card here.
Set current storage device. Dialog.
You can select the current storage device. You know, if you were using the XT, that would matter because you could either use the internal or the card.
Alarm settings. Pull down.
And then we're wrapped back around to alarm settings.
Menu closed. Ebooks. Folder. 1 of 2.
So, I've basically covered most everything that the BookSense does here. Before I wrap up, I'll play a couple of recordings for you.
Media.
Okay.
3 doors down. Folder. 1 of 160.
Okay. Let me go back here.
Music. Folder. 2 of 4. Podcasts. Folder.
Oh, and we have podcasts. I'll go in here.
WW094MP3. 1 of 3.
So if you put your various podcasts in a folder here, you can put them in other folders here in the media section, but they create a podcast one for you to use.
Bandwidth for Windows Weekly
and
is provided
there's
by
there's a Windows
Cash
Weekly
Fly
podcast.
CACHEFLY.com. This is Windows Weekly with
Now
Paul
you can
Theron.
Do the same things Episode with these. You can use the 1, 2, and 3 keys 13, for your bookmarks, 4, 5, and 6 keys
simplify,
for speed up and slow down.
Simplify.
Let's see what
Windows
these do
Weekly
when we speed them up.
Brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit audible.com/windows.
You can probably speed up a podcast easy enough because you really don't care about the background music. You don't hear that much background music.
And
this doesn't sound bad.
Windows. It's time for Windows Weekly, the show that covers all things Microsoft.
That's plus three.
Whether it be Windows 2008 Server Edition, Windows Home Server, Mr. Paul Theron is here.
So.
The star of the show. He is, of course, the man who...
WW09
but you can put various podcasts in here in this folder.
Podcasts. Record. Folder.
Okay, here's my recording folder, and I'm going to go in here.
2009-08-26-133-541-WAV, 1 of 2.
Now, on the XT unit, you can also record from the radio, and you'll have a radio recordings folder, too, in addition to this recordings folder, and that's where all the radio recordings go. These recordings here are the recordings from either the internal microphone or the line-in or the external microphone. They're named by just simply the time and date.
2009-08-26-133-541-WAV, 1 of 2.
And the type of file.
2009-08-26-133-913-WAV, 2 of 2.
So if I play this one here, this is just from the internal microphone where I did a test recording. I'll play it. All right, this is a voice test recording for the BookSense using the internal mono microphone. This is for BGZ podcast number 35. The BookSense is currently sitting on a table in front of me. It's about a foot and a half away. I'm speaking at normal volume, and we're recording here as a wave file at 44,100 kHz, and we'll see how this turns out.
2,908, 26,133,913 lav, 202.
And that was at sensitivity level 1. And as you can tell, it came out decent. It does good voice recordings if you want to use it for a voice recorder, you know, for various notes and things. Your limits are whatever the size of your card is, so you can record a lot on here. Like I said, you can also record in various levels of MP3. You can record at lower qualities of wave as well. That's the highest quality. Let's see here. I got one other recording.
2,908, 26,133,541.
Now, this certainly isn't going to show off the line abilities, the line inabilities of it, because I just had it hooked to a stereo with a crappy antenna, so you're going to hear some hiss and crap and whatever. So it's not going to be the best, but just to show you that, you know, it does record via line in well. And as you're recording through line in, you also hear what you're recording through the speakers, so you get some idea to volume there. If you're recording from head or recording from the microphone, I think the only way you can monitor that, and I haven't tried it, is if you have headphones on. So, all right, let me play this.
It's judges in, and the latest one, Neil Patrick Harris. Now, I was kind of surprised about that one, although he's in for the Dallas auditions today. He's been on Broadway, and he has sung a song or two here and there, but kind of an interesting choice for a judge. We'll see how he does when Idol comes back in January. On the way next, we're checking the forecast for you. Going to hear from John Mayer and the new one for the Black Eyed Peas on Mix 94.1.
Rick Elliott of your Mix Morning Show, Kathy and Rick, 6:10 Thursday morning. You've got a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets.
Find out their husbands are cheating. One thing I used to catch my husband was a program called Spectre.
Get rebates and savings up to 10 grand and 0% financing up to 72 months is back. Wow! Buy an owner.
Log on to windstream.com/save.
Rock. I was able to go online and track him every move he made. Mm. I found that he was cheating through these things.
Okay. And I'll hit the stop button here. When you get to the end, you just hit the stop button.
2,908, 26,133,541, one of two.
And like I said, that certainly isn't the best recording you can do. That was done at wave 44,100 kilohertz sample rate and sensitivity 1. And all the hiss and stuff you're hearing there was from poor antenna on the radio. I wanted to record from another source, but I couldn't get it set up in time, so that'll have to do. All right. Well, this probably isn't a super, super in-depth review, but I do cover most of the various features of the book since here. And as I said, talked a bit about the stream and how it compares with it. I like both units a lot. I certainly am not getting rid of my stream. I'd say if you have a stream and you're happy with it, you don't necessarily need to rush out and buy a BookSense unless you want something that the BookSense does. The BookSense right now does play some formats that the stream doesn't, like iTunes M4A audio, doc files, docs files from Word, things like that. You know, the stream could easily, in another firmware update, you know, add those capabilities. BookSense soon will play RFBND materials and hopefully protected WMA content. One of the things, unfortunately, that the stream will not ever be able to do, I guess from what I've heard, or at least not the current model, won't be able to, you know, play the protected WMA content. And so, you know, both units have their pluses and minuses. The BookSense, some of its minuses right now are it will lock up from time to time in certain things. It's had some troubles playing certain NLS and Audible files and Bookshare files and text files, things like that. There have been some reported lockups. The new Beta 1.1 firmware release that came out a couple weeks ago fixes a lot of these problems, but it doesn't fix all the problems. I haven't had to reset it in a while, but when I was using the 1.0 firmware that come out with the original release. I had locked the unit up a lot of times. So, but, you know, GW Micro is working hard on these, and, you know, I'm assuming they'll keep releasing firmware updates. Like I said, the unit's only two months old right now, whereas the stream is 3 years old. You know, so that makes some difference, but, you know, they're both great units, and I think whichever one you decide to buy, you will be very happy with. I don't think there's any huge negatives to either unit that would be a showstopper. So, all right, this wraps up the BookSense demo, and I hope it was helpful to any of you trying to decide whether or not you currently want to buy a BookSense or not. And as I said, remember, they're on sale through September 30th. The standard is $314, and it'll go up to $349. The XT, I believe, is $449, and will go up to $499 after the 30th. So keep that in mind. And you may be able to get lower prices through some of the various distributors that may have specials or whatever right now. I know Roger Bim, through Adaptive, I think Adaptive Technologies or whatever, is selling the XT for somewhat less than the $449 right now. So keep that in mind. And hopefully, like I said, I've helped you decide whether or not you want to buy a BookSense or not. Okay, here is another recording. This is an addendum to the BookSense demo. And here is another recording I was able to make from my satellite receiver's audio out to the line-in recording on the BookSense. And this will give you a much better idea of how well the line-in recording is done on the BookSense and how well it can sound. This is recorded at Wave, 44,100 kHz, stereo, sensitivity setting 1. And I'll play this back. And what I'll also do here on the recordings is I will, when I post this podcast up to the website, I will post these recordings in their original formats there too, so you can have the original recording to hear. So, all right, I'm going to play this now. It's a couple minutes long, and it's just music and various channels and stuff from the satellite receiver's audio out.
On a hot, sweet night, you know you're right, just to hold her tight. He suits it right. Reaching out. Touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
Fortune teller, is she free? Has she waited just for me?
Mesothelioma is a cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call Fleming & Associates at 877-83-
And with a number of other of our colleagues in the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, I think we've got a very good bill, which I'm glad to support. It gets us most of the way, but...
Julie Leyva and her niece Jessica Almarez are suing Jessica's former friend, 24-year-old Janet Soto, for wrecking her new Jeep Commander when she drove it home from a nightclub.
He kissed her, she said, Mister.
run away on the strobe.
Coming up, Nate's crew uncovers a dirty little secret inside Chelsea's home. The big guns join forces. How to get money for your mess. That's next.
Major claim, we'll give you your new power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny.
Prostitutes often carry weapons, like straight razors. And the women frequently live with drug dealers, who are often armed and unpredictable.
Sheriff's Department.
The moon is the only low-G environment where man has ever walked. So maybe the space pioneers can learn from the Apollo guys.
They've come out of Nancy Pelosi and others. Don't you think you owe Ted Kennedy the dignity of a program that does what he wanted it to do, help the very people he wanted to help, and address some of these administrative snafu issues?
The reason I feel so strongly that discussion needs to happen now is if we wait 10 more years till the next administration comes in who has an interest, that infrastructure.
What we can deliver, agencies are under orders of what they can provide to the public. And so this participation and this collaboration is fairly new in that sort of arrangement.
One or two other things that I didn't cover in the demonstration as I re-listened to it after recording were one of the ways you can find out battery status from the keypad here. Instead of going through the menus, is you can hold down the pound key.
Battery level 8.
And also I didn't do anything with the clock. If I go up to the top here and I press the clock button, you'll hear the time and date.
5:51 p.m. and 33 seconds, Wednesday, August 26, 2009.
And I'll set an alarm here, and I'll show you how this works.
Menu opened. Equalizer setting. Global options. Alarm settings. Pull. Set alarm. Dialog. Set alarm dialog. Enter two digits for the hour. 5. Edit box. Enter two digits for the minute. 51. Edit box.
Okay, and we'll say, 53.
Select AM or PM. PM. Combo. Alarm bell. Melody 1. Melody 2. Combo box. Term. Once. Combo box.
Once.
Duration.
5 minutes.
Combo box.
Okay. And then we'll hit our pound key for okay.
Alarm set. 2009-08-26-162-832-WAV-4-4.
All right. And we'll wait.
5:52 p.m. and 18 seconds, Wednesday, August 26, 2009.
It's about 40 seconds away. Even if you have the unit turned off, the alarm will activate the unit, turn it on, and you know, do the alarm. So you don't have to leave the unit on or anything. And if you have the power save option set, it won't stay on anyways. It'll go off after 5 minutes. But I've used this several times, and I like it a lot. Once the alarm goes off, all you got to do is press the star key or the cancel key to stop it. And you can set multiple alarms, and you can go in through the alarms menu and check the times on those and delete ones that you don't need anymore. Or once they go off, they do delete automatically.
Wake up alarm. Press OK or cancel to stop the alarm.
And there it goes. And it will do that for, in this case, 5 minutes until I press either the star key or the pound key.
2009-08-26-162-832-WAV-4-4.
And it's just that simple. So I just wanted to cover that since I didn't do it in the the demonstration that I recorded earlier. And I think with those two things, I've basically covered everything. Or at least I think so. So, hope that helps. All right. Well, that wraps up this podcast. Didn't really have anything else to cover this time, but this is a good long podcast. It goes about an hour and a half, I believe. Maybe an hour and 40 minutes, so don't want to get too long on these, so I, you know, won't cover anything else. But thanks for listening, and I hope this has been entertaining and helpful. Hope to those of you wanting to possibly buy a book since this helped, and for those of you looking for a nice accessible Twitter client, hopefully you'll take a look at Twitter and like that as well. All right, I'll talk to you again next time. Hopefully it won't be as long as 2 or 3 months from now. I know I keep saying that, and I will try to get out another one here in a quicker time period. So, hey, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com/RicksterTheGeek. That's capital RICKSTER, capital THE, capital GEEK. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/BlindGeekZone. That's capital B-L-I-N-D, capital G-E-E-K, capital Z-O-N-E.